Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show, starring me, Dakota. Duh, my name's in the title of the show. And there I go saying right off the bat, so ha. Anyways, just wanted to come on, say hi to everybody. I tried to do a show last night, but my dumbass didn't take in the fact that the time changed last weekend. So the time thingies on the Blog Talk thing where we could sign up for it, I was off by an hour. So I was realizing that it wasn't letting me do it because I was off by an hour, guys. So I had to set it for tonight. So, yeah, here we are. So, and then, yeah, besides that, everything's been going good with me. I had a good week. Friday we did a freaking, or not just Friday, but last Friday we did a freaking awesome ass episode of Roasting the World. The first one we did in a while. Sherry still wasn't on it, but she will be back soon. We're supposed to be doing a show tomorrow night, and she's supposed to be back, but if something does happen and she can't make it, we will be soon, and of course I'll do a few episodes this week. I'm going to try to get Shane to come back on. He's down, so I don't know when, but he'll be back on. And, yeah, so go check out that episode, guys. It's very freaking hilarious. Me and Shane did really good bouncing off each other with some jokes and whatnot. So, and we didn't stay on topic on anything. But, yeah, for sure need to go check out that episode. It's a good, good episode. It's from not the past Friday, but, you know, not 2 days ago Friday, but last Friday. So, make sure to check it out, guys. But besides, you know, that, everything's good on my end. Now, I have had a few weird experiences this week at work. I must have took my sexy pills or something, because I swear to God, I've been hit on by 3 old ladies and 2 crazy ladies, the best way to put it nicely. Let's just say that nicely, 2 crazy ladies. But to me, you know, I'm not to toot my own horn. I'm used to chicks digging me and whatnot. So, you know, I don't get all embarrassed when a girl's like, oh, you're cute, da-da-da-da-da. None of that shit embarrasses me. But I do think it's funny sometimes when I got an old lady being like, I wanted you to take me home and, you know, stuff like that. And, yeah. Let's just say, people, if I ever wanted, I have my options out there, people. But, yeah, it's all funny games. I think it's adorable when they do shit like that. Now, the crazy ones, when I say the crazy ones, let me rephrase that. The old ladies, They're residents at where I work at. I, you know, see them every day, you know, stuff like that. And I'm always trying to be nice to them and, you know, have courtesy and stuff for them. And now these crazy chicks, without getting too much detail, I'm like 93% sure one might be trying to stalk me. Just 93% sure. So if I ever go missing, and this goes for the people listening in Denmark and India and China and Mexico and Nebraska and all those other foreign countries around the world and Canada and whatnot, if I ever go missing, check this bitch's trunk. And all you gotta do is write Lacey. She used to be on the show that Friday I was telling you about. She was the co-host that week. All you gotta do is write her. She's on my Facebook, and be like, check bitch's trunk. She'll know what you mean. It's code blue. Or write her and say code green or something, and she'll know. You know, to go check bitch's trunk, because, you know, I do not want to go missing. I do not want to be kidnapped. So keep that in mind, people. Crazy chick is out there. 93% chance of being stalked right now. Not really scared. Just, I don't want to be shoved in the trunk without a bunch of marijuana first. Because at least if she gives me marijuana, she shows me in the trunk, I can hotbox the trunk. But then if I hotbox too much, I'm going to get really thirsty and sweaty, so I'm going to need a drink. So if you are listening and you do want to kidnap me, make sure there's a lot of pot and Dr. Pepper in the trunk of the car. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be the best way to kidnap me, pot and Dr. Pepper and McDoubles. So if you have a trunk full of pot, Dr. Pepper, and plain McDoubles, I will kidnap myself. How's that? And put myself in the trunk. Ooh, can we throw some gummy bears in there too? Okay, if you're going to kidnap me, make sure you got lots of candy, McDonald's, and pot, and Dr. Pepper. Mainly pot and Dr. Pepper, and McDonald's, and candy. But mainly pot, and Dr. Pepper, but pot. A little Dr. Pepper. No, a lot of Dr. Pepper. A few gummy bears. No, more than a few gummy bears, but you know, a few packs. But mainly pot. If you're getting anything from this message, mainly pot. Yeah, marijuana. But anyways, I just wanted to check in with everybody. Hope everybody's having a great week. Had a great week. Hope everybody's weekend's coming to an end. Hope everybody has a great Sunday night. Hope everybody's Monday's morning start off great. If you're going to work, yay. Tomorrow's my Friday, so woo. But yeah, God bless everyone, you know. Try not to be licking doorknobs and each other and all that nonsense. Wear your mask when you're out at stores and in public. If you don't want to, don't be a jackass. Do it for not your protection. Do it for the other people's protections, because that's what the masks are for. The masks aren't for your protection. They're to protect your germs from getting to other people. So they're for the other people's protections. So keep that in mind, all right? You can put your own self at risk. That's whatever. Do what the fuck you want, but don't be putting me at risk. So please wear a mask when you're out and about. Anyways, smoke them if you got them and drink them if you want to. Everybody have a great night.